But we can't learn this Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis without going back to a Gemara that we've spoken about so many times over the years, more the second part of that Gemara than the first part of the Gemara, but even the first part of the Gemara we've gone through so many times, and that is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Pamachas Gozrim Malchus Harisha. Once upon a time, the Malchus Harisha, the Roman Empire, made a gzeirah, Shlo Yaspi Yisrael b'Tayra, that the Yidden shouldn't be able to learn Torah. But Papas Ben Yehuda came and matzah the Rabbi Akiva, Shayim Makl Kilos Berabim. He saw that Rabbi Akiva was gathering Kihilos Berabim, Va'isik b'Tayra, and he was teaching them Torah. Amaloi, so Papas Ben Yehuda goes to Rabbi Akiva and he tells him, Akiva, first name basis, Iyatom Misyari Mepnei Malchus Harisha, are you not worried about the Malchus Harisha? Aren't you worried about the Roman decree? They decreed that any person that's caught learning Torah, certainly teaching Torah, Berabim, is going to be killed. Amaloi. So Rabbi Akiva tells Papas Ben Yehuda, Em Shalacha Mashal Amal Davidayim. I'll explain to you what I'm doing with the Mashal. L'shul, there was a fact, Shayim Halach Agav Anor. He was walking on the banks of a river. V'ra'a Dogim Shayim Eskabtsim Imakim L'makim. And he saw fish that they were trying to evade the fishermen, all the traps inside the river. Amalahem. So the fox turned to the fish and he said, Mibnei Matam Barchim, what are you running away from? Amaloi, he said, Mibnei Rishasais, because there's Netchim, if you know later, other people are trying to catch us, we're trying to save our lives. Amalahem. So the fox tells them, Ritzoinchem, I have an idea for you. Why don't you come here onto dry land? And you and I will live together. Just like our ancestors lived together. So let's live together like this. I'll protect you. You'll be safe. So the fish turned to the fox. They said, you're the person that's considered the Pikech Shabekayas. You're not a Pikech. You're a fool. Why? He said, Madach in the water, which is the place of our chiyus. This is our natural habitat. We're afraid. If we're going to leave the place where we're supposed to have chiyus, if we're going to go outside of water, of course we're going to die. So Rabbi Akiva told Papas Ben Yehuda. He said, we're the same way. Now that we're learning Torah, where it says, Torah is our life. If we're going to go, we're going to be mevatel Torah, then certainly we're not going to stand the chest. Amru, they say, shortly after this exchange between Rabbi Akiva and Papas Ben Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva was captured. And he was brought into Beis Asur. The Tofsu le Papas Ben Yehuda. And then afterwards, Papas Ben Yehuda himself ended up on death row. The Chavshu at Sloy. And they were in cells, literally right next to each other. So Rabbi Akiva and Papas are both on death row by the Romans. Amalei Papas. So Rabbi Akiva turns to Papas and he says, Mi hevi yachol lekan. He said, who brought you here? They have a little bit of a conversation, and then Papas utters the immortal words. Amalei told Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, shenitfasta al divrei Torah. Praised are you that you're here, you're about to be killed, but you're going to be killed al divrei Torah. Oiloi la Papas, woe is to Papas, shenitfas al dvarim b'teilem. I too am going to be killed. Our fate is going to be the same exact fate. But you're going to get your fate for divrei Torah. I'm going to get my fate for dvarim b'teilem. And then there's the second part of the Gemara. B'shasho yitzius, Rabbi Akiva lahariga, Saman kriyash mahaya, v'chulu v'chulu, b'chol nafshecho, kol yomei ha'isi mitztar, ate echad, yotzen neshmasi be'echad. Right, we know the rest of the story. But the Gemara tells the fascinating exchange between Rabbi Akiva and Papas Ben Yehuda. The Vilna Gaon wrote a sefer called Imrei Noyam on Masechtas Brachos. And in his pirish, Imrei Noyam on Masechtas Brachos, the Vilna Gaon said a divrei nevius. The Vilna Gaon said, who's Papas Ben Yehuda that's mentioned in this Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis? He says it's the same Papas of Masechtas Tainus, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. And just like the Gemara says in Tainus, Yud Ches Amid Beis, there were two brothers, Papas and Lulainus, that were killed by Turainus Yemach Shemoy V'Zichroi. Papus is on death row in Brachos Samach Aleph Amid Beis, and he's executed in Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. But said the Vilna Gaon, if that's the case, if Papus Ben Yehuda Brachos Samach Aleph is the same as Papus and Tainus Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, we have to investigate this a little bit further. Because when we went through this Gemara, we omitted a Rashi. Rashi tells the rest of the story. Rashi says, why did Lulainus and Papus deserve to die? Why did Turainus want to kill these two brothers? So Rashi says, V'yeshoimrim. There's some that say, Shenergu al bitoy shel melech. The reason they were killed was because of something that happened to the daughter of the king. Shenemtzas haruga. This Turinus' daughter was found dead. The Amru and everybody immediately jumped to conclusions, and who did they point fingers at? Yehudim argua. Oh, it was done by the Yehudim. The Gazer Gzeira al Sinai and Shal Yisrael. And they made a Gzeira. The Gzeira was that they were going to wipe out all the Jews. They were basically going to kill the whole Kehila unless they're able to find the perpetrator, unless somebody steps forward and admits that he's the one that's guilty. For Amdu Elu, so these two brothers, they were tzaddikim gemurim. They got up, the Padu es Yisrael, and they were paid in themselves. For Amru, and they said, Anu hirganu, we're the one that killed. It's not true. Lehoyudvar mi'olam, it never happened. For Harag HaMelech le'elu b'vad, and therefore the king ended up killing just Papas and Luninus, and he ended up not killing anybody else. Zok Rashi. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, daf yud. And this is also a Gemara, Mesechtis, Psachim, daf nun. Haruge lud, ain't kol berya yechoy lalami b'mchitzasim b'gan Eden. The Haruge lud, the people that were killed in Lud, they're so chashiv that nobody's able to be in their mechitzas in Gan Eden. Zok Rashi, who are the Haruge Lud? It's the Haruge Lutki that were mentioned in our Gemara. It's Papas and Lulainus. That's the rest of the story. Papas and Lulainus gave up their lives to save a kehila of Yidin. As a result, their Olam Haba is so gewaldig that ain't kol berya yechoy lalamid b'mechitzasam b'gan Eden. So said the Vilna Gaon, you want to know who Papas Ben Yehuda was? This Papas exchange with Rabbi Akiva, it's none other than Papus of the Gemara Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where Rashi says, "All of Nemar Haruge Lud Ein Kol Berya Yechoy Lalami B'Mchitzasim B'Gan Eden." So Frank the Vilna Gaon, he said, "If that's the case, he says, I don't understand the Gemara. What happened where Rabbi Akiva met Papus Ben Yehuda? They had an exchange. You're here. You're here." And then finally, Papus turns to Rabbi Akiva. He says, "Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shenitfas Al Divrei Toira. Oy loy le Papus Shenitfas Al Dvarim Betelim." Frank the Vilna Gaon, he says, "I understand. He was Nitfas Al Dvarim Betelim. It wasn't Nitfas Al Dvarim Betelim. He was Nitfas. He gave his life up. He literally gave himself up to save Klal Yisrael, and it was the right thing to do. Haruge Lud Ein Kol Berya Yechoy Lalamid B'Mchitzasim B'Gan Eden." So Frank the Vilna Gaon, how could he say it was Dvarim B'Teilim? And Ayin Shom and Imrei Noyam, the Vilna Gaon says a teretz, but it's Yedua and Yeshiva. The teretz that they say is that it's true. Papas gave up his life to save Yidin. Ob Rabbi Akiva gave up his life to learn Torah, and Klape Limud HaTorah Afilo Hatzolus Yisrael is Dvarim B'Teilim. That's the Musar de Geteretz. That's the Teretz that they say in Yeshiva. Atshrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfasta al divrei Torah. At the end of the day, you were learning Torah. You were sitting, you were harving over Avayas Dabaya Verava. The Salma Torah keneged kulam. That's at the end of the day where it's at. Yeah, it was very nice. Grace Askonis, it was very choshev. Ob Atshrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfasta al divrei Torah. Oyloi lepapos shenitfas al Dvarim B'Teilim. But that's what the Gaon said. The Gaon said, you want to know who Papas Ben Yehuda is in Masechtas Brachas? That's Namachal. It's the papus of our Gemara right here, Masechtas Tainus, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis.